You are listening to 漫画先生。
You know, someone pointed out to me recently that my use of jhana is somewhat rude. Now, let me break this down for you. In Japanese, there's a number of different ways to say goodbye. You've heard me talk about a couple of them. There's sayonara, which is goodbye for good. There's jane, which is see you later, or matane, catch you later. You have things such as saraba, which is like adieu, and a number of other words. Jhana is an adjustment on jane. Jhana usually being used by younger 20-year-old males to their friends. Now, why do I do this? Am I actually making a mistake here? In reality, I'm saying this on purpose. I'm not trying to be the most formal person. Now, if I was trying to be a good formal teacher, something that was, you know, showing the difference in potentially age or experience learning Japanese, I would be like, mata kondo, which would be like this next time. However, why I use jhana is because I am a 20-year-old guy who's trying to teach you Japanese in a very succinct, short method, and it fits my personality better. I hope no one is offended. That being said, jhana, here is the na that we're going to be talking about a little bit today. Recently, in the last episode, we talked about kashira, which is a feminine version of I wonder that's used at the sentence end and sometimes is paired with to omou. However, there is a more general way to say kashira. So if you're a male or you're a female that wants to use a little more masculine speech patterns, or you just want to learn the base level before you kind of get into kashira and use that for your everyday, understanding the difference between these two words is also very helpful. So that word is kana. If you see that's written, you'll see it kana and sometimes an additional a afterwards to add emphasis. This kana is a combination of two particles. This is an instance of particle stacking. What do I mean by particle stacking? At the end of sentences, you can kind of stack particles to give you a slightly different meaning. You can see this with ka and ne, like we've talked about before. For example, if I ask a question, I can imply it to be softer by using ne after ka. Now, it doesn't go ne ka, but it always goes ka ne, or yo ne is another one that we'll talk about on a different episode. However, in this particular case, we're talking about the question mark marker the particle ka, as well as the sentence ending na particle. But first off, what's the na particle? Why haven't I talked about it before? This is not the na you see between na adjectives and the noun they're modifying. For example, genki na hito, an energetic or healthy person. This particular na is na, which is longer, having that small a or the longer a, usually exclusively used in colloquial spoken Japanese. Just heads up there. And it's reflecting it the sentence to one's self. Usually, like, for example, if you say, oh, I'm tired, you're not saying I'm tired to your mom or the kid right beside you or the mailman. You're saying that to yourself and letting everybody hear you to say you're tired. So in that particular case, you wouldn't be like, ah, tsukaremashita yo, tsukareta yo, I'm tired, exclamation mark. Tsukaremashita is slightly different, heads up, don't judge me on that one. Or tsukareta ne, that'd be asking them if they're tired, right? Implying their area of information. However, tsukareta na, tsukareta would be to be tired, tsukareta past tense, tsukareta na is I'm saying it to myself, ah, I'm tired. Or I could say something like, I'm hungry. Hara hetta na, onaka suita na. That na is I'm implying that thing to myself. Well, what happens when I put the ka right before it? I'm making it an I wonder sentence with the words I was saying before. For example, I can wonder if you're tired. Tsukareta kana, tsukareta ka plus the na. The ka making it a question and the na making it implied to myself. Now, the difference here between kashira and kana is what I stated before, one being more formal or more feminine, and the kana being more masculine or more general. Now, this doesn't have to be paired with to'omo. Usually it's just applied by itself, and it's mostly used with spoken Japanese, although it can be written, usually in text message. But think of some of these simple sentences that you can say to yourself out loud. For example, you can say, of course, you're tired, but you can also be bored, hungry, thoughtful, is this the way you say something? Is another way that I tend to use it when I was a younger Japanese speaker. For example, kore wa tadashii kana, tadashii being correct. And then I can just say that out loud and I can basically ask or imply for someone to answer the question for me if I'm saying something correct or not. I hope that is helpful. Please tell me if it is or not on my Instagram and I will catch you guys later. Remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent in Japanese. So let's make some mistakes. Until next time, Jana.